Last time on Dungeons, Dice, and Everything Nice, our heroes finally made it into a grove in the Vertrivian to pick up the Alorea flower for Arthur to give to his girl crush. Unfortunately, they did meet a bit of resistance along the way. And by that, I mean their own curiosity, not the goblins that they ran into. They decided to try leaping behind a waterfall to see what was lying behind it, only to find a stone door awaiting a sacrifice. And who knows what's behind it? Let's find out. You all are standing relatively behind Zill as she thrusts her hand forward onto the sigil. The sigil takes up a dark purple glow as it takes in the blood that was offered from her sliced hand into the door and recognizes the correct sacrifice and slowly begins to open. It's a very slow process. It's going up. Okay, it's going up into the roof. Do caves have roofs? You have about 10 seconds until this door is open. Would you guys like to communicate at all?
Who's going first?
Yo, what's up, guys?
Hey. Guys, I knew that dude was creepy that was hanging... Why am I talking like a teenager? Guys, I knew that... I knew the guy was creepy that was hanging around our friggin' campsite, the campfire.
He's a liar.
Oh my god.
He's hot.
Yeah, but like, let's not forget the symbol he was wearing. Remember?
Yeah, right. It's this.
Where did the warg go?
Right.
The warg went through that hole over there.
So the door shook into place. And you can see that the tunnel opens and kind of curves to the right. And nothing is chasing out at you
yet.
Does anyone have night vision or a flashlight?
Pretty sure. Oh, I don't have night vision. I'm a human.
You have
I have a
dark
question.
Question me.
Oh, so should Carly. Carly, you're a ranger.
Just so much. I'm like tearing up. I missed it.
Okay.
It's so much.
You're a ranger, right?
Yeah, Arthur's
half-orc ranger.
Crush girl, what's her name?
Arthur's crush girl's name was, I'm very
Melissa?
Sure.
Melissa?
Melissa? I'm pretty sure it was Rebecca.
Whoa.
Rebecca.
Accent lady.
Yep, accent. It was Rebecca.
Okay.
I was right. I checked my notes.
What was, did he
I'm
say his mom's
best
name?
DM.
Who's Rebecca?
He did not say his mom's name.
Okay, I was just wondering.
The Arthur, the kid that asked for the
Rebecca's
flower?
His love.
Yeah.
Oh, Rebecca's his love. That's right.
Rebecca is the name of his little girl crush.
She's not real.
She's
Arthur
a ghost.
Is getting a flower for Rebecca. We have gotten the flower. We're going
let's
to bring
go.
It back to
Arthur.
Okay, let's go, guys. Guys, come on. Let's stop being such pansies.
I'll use my little
you know.
All right. Yeah, dark
and
visionaries
also,
go first.
Yeah, I'm going to go in first. I'm a half-orc ranger, so I got
is it dark
vision.
It is dark.
I'm not going to be able to see.
Okay, well, we have dark vision.
I'll go last. You go in between them and me. How about that? That way you're safe.
I have torches because I have an explorer's pack, so I'll just light a torch.
You light a torch?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is there enough light with that torch?
There is enough light with that torch.
Okay.
Absolutely. So
wait,
you guys
minor illusion doesn't let me make light, right?
I don't think so.
I feel like because I offered to hold Zill's hand. And,
I'm sorry.
Well,
I'll hold your hand, Phoebe. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Well, let's talk about that.
Okay.
All right, so you guys are going in. There's about a 3-foot entrance before it curves very sharp off to the right. So, and I want you to know that the width of this hallway is about 1.5 human beings.
Yes, we have to go in a line.
So you're going to have to go in a line.
I thought we were going to go and do a line
anyway. So I would like to know the order of the good line.
I'm going
to
go in first because I'm a half-orc ranger. I'm huge and I have dark vision.
Sid should go first. She's our tank.
But I can't see.
I'm also.
Well, what are you? You're a Genazi.
Zill,
don't you have dark vision?
Zill lit a torch.
Genazis don't have dark vision.
Don't forget how huge I am.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I
would
have written it down. I refuse to go back again because I will easily be taken by cave monsters.
I'm 6'5", guys.
I want to go second.
I have dark vision. She just has superior vision. Let me go first. I'm the
superior
boss.
Superior means good.
Me,
just let them. Just let them.
I'm just saying. She should go first. She's the tank.
But I'm huge, too.
She's bigger.
I'm
boss.
Big.
Come on. Let's make a smart decision here.
Fine. You go first. Whatever. Okay.
Is Dirk going to close behind us?
Probably.
All right, go in. Let's go.
I go all right.
Kai enters without looking behind her. Who is next?
I'm holding her hand, so I'm behind her.
Phoebe is trailing behind. That's going to be interesting. Who's next?
Then you should go next because
you want to take
you're a human.
Okay.
What?
I was going to say, do you want to take the back?
Yeah, I'm going to take the back because we're going to have two huge people. Because I'm huge. Front and back.
Zill, will you hold my hand?
So you...
I have to hold the torch.
So you turn. All right, Kai,
I don't
want to
hold
turn.
Hands here.
It's almost Three Stooges-like because you turn in and you kind of stop. Kai, you walk in and it's almost that Three Stooges, you know, when you stop and one by one, each person behind you stops too because you stopped rather suddenly.
Okay.
Yeah? Because as you turn sharply down the hallway...
Is it a scrotum?
This is a scrotum. Fuck you guys.
Like a
all right. Into, all right, so you walked in, you turned, all right, you're here now.
Yeah.
All right, so you walk in, you turn to the right. It opens up wide to be at about 2 to 3 humans length.
Oh, thank goodness.
You notice there is no coverage on the walls beside you. This is, looks relatively carved out. It looks relatively smooth to the touch. Oh. And at the very end of this hallway is a big stack of rocks. And on the other side of the rocks, you can see goblin heads poking out at you and them knocking and latching the bows.
Knocking and latching the bows.
So they're about to fire. They're
about to open fire. So that's I'm going to have you go ahead and roll initiative.
Good what are we going to do? We're in a line. Help.
What are you?
I rolled a 4.
5.
Cool.
D20?
Was that plus your dexterity?
I rolled a 17.
8.
Plus your dexterity?
Yeah.
6.
Okay. So.
We're all gonna die.
You look and you can see that there are 3 goblins standing over by the thing. And some of you are new to Dungeons & Dragons. And so since they are behind cover, they have something called half cover. Okay. And this means they get +2 bonus to AC and dexterity saving throws against attacks and effects that originate on the other side of the cover. So they're harder to hit now. But guess what? It is relatively easy to hit you. Unfortunately, Kai, you are the only one they can see. Because there's a shorty behind you, and then behind that shorty is 2 other motherfuckers, and they can only see you. So it's going to be a bit of an open fire situation. All right,
sweet.
So go ahead and remind me what your AC is.
My sweet, sweet AC is a 17.
All right, so what actually ends up happening is...
What if I had to
test this? You would have died.
It's 17? Okay, so they all knock and latch at you. One pulls back to fire and is a little bit overexcited, so much so that they pull back their bow and it snaps in half. And it accidentally hits the guy next to him in the eye a little bit. So both of their arrows like scatter against the wall, but the other one is like, he knows that these are his co-workers and he knows that they are the biggest fuck-up co-workers and he hates them and he's like, these shenanigans, I guess I'm gonna have to pull the weight so the boss doesn't kick my ass again. And he manages to hit you for 2 points of damage. It grazes your shoulder. His arrow.
Pussies.
Yeah.
Whoa.
What are these goblins? What are they goblins?
Yeah, they're like gerblins.
They're goblins.
Just like imagine how I look.
Good thing
they
have
sense. And then can I go ahead and get everyone to roll? Can I get everyone to roll a perception check, please?
One.
I need Kai.
Secret failed.
I need Kai and Phoebe to roll with disadvantage.
Okay, I got 15. My perception, and then...
Actually, no, Phoebe doesn't... You doesn't get disadvantage. You get disadvantage.
Okay. Do it.
So you just roll
18.
18? Okay.
I got 15 for the d20 roll, and then for the perception check, and then do I roll d20 for disadvantage?
Yeah, roll disadvantage and take
did
the lower
we,
number.
Oh, did we all file right. into the room, or are we still in the line?
Oh.
You're still in line.
It doesn't
have
to
open.
15?
All right.
Oh, Carly crit failed.
Cool. You...
Mm-hmm.
It, like, you're busy being attacked right now, but something's weird about the wall to your left. Something's weird about the wall to your left, and you are not sure what it is.
Roll Arcana? Am I getting magic-y vibes?
No.
No?
Nope. You just know that, like, the stones aren't the
same. Can I
roll,
like, investigation?
The stones aren't the same at all. Mm-hmm. Roll an intelligence check.
What color are the stones?
You don't know.
6.
Why are the stones different? All right, then it is down.
What do they look like? What kind of stone? Like,
so half of it is cave wall, and half of it is cave wall, but in, like, smaller pieces.
I'm still bleeding.
Are you still bleeding?
I think so. Yeah, I assume, like, I wrapped it up a little bit, but it's still, like...
Yeah, you got... It's fine. Next after that, Griana in the back.
Yo, what's up, guys?
Yeah?
Is that my turn?
No.
Oh, I'm last.
What?
I said, did your half-dead parents teach
yes.
you?
Yes. They taught me how to react in uncomfortable situations. I just talk like that. All right, I'm not going to do that again. I'm sorry. Hey guys.
Are you saying this in the back? Okay, hey guys, we're being attacked right now. I know. Let's just keep our heads in the game and get some more meat for the meat some more.
Okay, just as long as we live, we'll still make it to the fall festival. So that's where we're trying to go back to.
Yeah.
It's
been a while.
Oh, okay, so, alright, I got some weapons I could choose from.
You do?
Yeah, I'm gonna, I can fight fire with fire.
Oh my god. You have to tell all of us to duck. You have people in front of you, Carly.
Everybody duck!
Oh my god. Alright, so here's what's going on.
I stand up
taller. I'm gonna retcon a bit. And so you stepped into the place where the hallway opens a little bit.
Can
Do
we
want to say that
you
stepped a bit to the side for people to get through?
Yeah.
Yes. I believe you.
Yay!
Even though it's not
We're
your
in the
turn
room.
Yet.
We're in the room.
Sweet. You... You were going to have to shove Zill out of the way a little.
Wait, were we in the clear? Then I just said
it's 1.5 humans.
Yeah.
You guys are still
back there. Yeah.
She kind of stopped at the entrance to the place. So, but yeah, Griana, I can say that you can go ahead and you can make your way downtown.
It's
walking
gonna be
past the compound. So you're going to attack the... What are you attacking with?
Well, I was just going to kind of pull out a weapon so they like are intimidated and just keep walking.
Okay, well, they fired at you. They
fired
weapons at you.
Yeah.
They hit...
Yeah. They hit
Kai.
Kai.
That's right.
Kai's bleeding from the shoulder.
Okay, so this is a...
They don't hurt.
This is a work trip, and if any of you guys get hurt, there's going to be some serious,
there's a workman's comp
against me.
Yeah.
So, I'm going to have to protect you guys.
Are you saying all this while you're, like, getting your weapon out?
Yeah, and as I say this, I'm getting my longbow out.
Could you do something, please?
Yeah, I'm getting my longbow out.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're going to shoot him?
And I'm going to open fire. All
right, go ahead.
And I'm saying this all out loud. All
right, so go ahead and roll a d20. And add your bonuses.
5.
Plus 7.
Plus 7. 12.
You threw a javelin?
No, longbow.
Yeah, your arrow hits the side of the cave wall and just kind of falls.
Go ahead and fire again.
I'm not
sure
that that's
a
thing you can do.
Oh, I'm fired up. I'm so mad at these guys. All right,
well, you are very upset, but you do not have time to fire again. Not before Ka gets in on this action.
All right.
I'm going into rage.
Kai, you see that cut on your fucking shoulder, and it's like, all right, let's... This has been some tame fighting so far. It's actually been a little bit boring for you. You want a goddamn challenge.
Bring it.
You remember how there weren't all that many people at your show last time at the burlesque theater, and they all kind of clapped politely? You've needed to channel this for a long time.
Ew.
There's an artist's rage in you.
Ew.
And spit all over my table.
All right.
And
she
turns into a monster.
Yeah. She hulks out. All right, what are you attacking with? Are you running towards them?
Hell fucking yeah. All right. And I'm going to use my motherfucking warning star.
Okay, so I'm going to have you go ahead and look at the fact here. So the rocks are kind of just like a barricade, right? So it's like you're going to have to do some vaulting, which isn't going to be a hard athletics check.
How tall are the rocks?
Like... You know what?
Just
I'm not even sure
it.
You need
Be
to roll.
Badass. Just hop over those rocks.
You got it. You're fine.
You got
fine.
It.
All right.
They're like, it's like a step, so you're good.
Yeah,
I changed
like,
my
just
mind.
Just say jump over.
You're a capable
like,
adult.
Poor
I might make Phoebe
Actually,
roll.
Actually, can I grab just one of them by the neck with my hand? And
okay,
face
so...
That?
So that's going to be improvised damage, and it's going to be a series of strength checks, and... It'll be a bit harder to achieve what you want versus just attacking, but we can definitely
I
go
do
for
have
it.
A bonus action.
Okay, that bonus action is for very small things, like, small things.
Okay, never mind. So can I? What I think. Oh.
So you can try to grapple him, but grappling him isn't going to do damage. It's just going to make him prone.
All right, so, I'm just going to use my Morning Star. So
wait, for rage?
What? She's just trying to. She's talking about like wanting to grapple people and stuff. And you need to attack someone on your turn or have damage done to you, or you lose your rage. Remember?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm going for. Can I go for two at once or just one?
No, just one.
You hit one.
Great. All right. I'm going for the. Did the middle guy get hit in the eye?
No one got hit.
That's it.
Oh, okay. I'm going for the middle one. I'm fucking going to my Morning Star. I hop over those rocks like it's no big deal. I take a swing, and I aim for their fucking neck.
Whoa. All right, you aim for their fucking neck. Roll a d20.
So I got a 14.
That's not bad.
That's not bad.
So you know how wily those goblins are? Fucking ducks. Kind of. Mm. He's knocking another arrow. Right? Yeah, it's only 10 seconds. You miss because he ducks. You actually swung for the competent one. No, you didn't. He's in the middle. You actually swung for the very incompetent one that actually knocked the guy's arrow out. So you just kind of, couldn't even get the incompetent one. Well, but you're a hulking mass, and they kind of saw you running down a tunnel from a while away.
Yeah, but
Each turn is not 10 seconds. An entire round of going, like, through all of us is 10 seconds. That's why you can't attack.
Because it's almost like it's
once.
A simultaneous action.
Yeah,
but, like,
everything's happening at once.
Oh,
that's
okay.
Why.
Oh, so I have this for 6 turns, then.
Yeah. Dope. Like, six full turns.
All right, so after that, it is Phoebe.
What? Can I even do anything? I'm so small.
You have spells.
Well, yes, but, like, can I see them in attack?
You also have weapons.
Yeah, Kaya's run forward, so, yeah, you can see them.
Cool. Did you guys unlink hands, or did Kai drag you?
It was hard, but I did, take the hand out. I'm going to take an axe and go try and crush one of his skulls and
kill
him, you know.
All right, so I'm going to have you go ahead and roll an athletics to make sure you get over. Or is it acrobatics to get over a rock wheel quick and with finesse?
It could be either.
No?
If you're trying to do a cool thing, maybe acrobatics.
Seven.
All right, so...
Did you add your bonus?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So you get up the rock, but your turn's kind of over. You kind of spend the whole turn getting up that good rock. Like it took a... not the most attractive thing anyone's ever seen.
So none of us,
good thing we're in the heat
of
battle.
Listen, you are only level 3s.
Yeah.
You are but fledgling adventurers. It is okay to make mistakes.
We're just a bunch of...
Wait, we're level 3?
I thought you were level 3s.
No, I think we're level 2.
You are level 2s. You are but fledgling... You are only level 2s?
I have a
level
2. Yeah, we're gonna die. Katie is freaking out.
This person's not gonna die.
All right, and then after that, Zil, you're here. You're here, you're ready.
Here. I only got one spell slot left. All my other spells are useless.
Magic missile.
No. Not yet.
I got really excited.
I gotta save it. I gotta save it.
You do gotta save it.
I gotta save that last.
Please save something.
Catch a falling star and put it in your pocket. Save it for a rainy day.
Our EP coming out on iTunes later this week.
Yep.
So... I'm gonna, because I'm not really good at fighting or anything.
No, how's Zil feeling being in this cave that you did blood magic to get into?
confused.
Okay.
I don't know what's happening.
You don't?
I want to know what's happening, though, so I'm, like, intrigued.
Mm-hmm.
Ever since kind of the woods thing, when people got angry at me for freaking out a bunch, and then I got angry... I guess.
Okay, yeah.
Okay. I've just been, like, trying to overcome this.
Yeah.
How far away is the weird stone stuff?
The weird stone stuff, I would say about 30.
30?
Oh, wait, no, it's more 20. It's 20, 20 sorry.
Feet?
It's 20 feet away,
yeah. Movement speed is, like, 25?
Yeah, yours is probably 30. I think 30? Hers is 25.
Okay, okay, I know this is stupid because I'm moving forward towards the gerblins, but I'm going to do it anyway. I'm going to move towards the weird stone.
Okay.
Do I see anything on it really quick?
Yeah, you look, go ahead and roll an investigation.
17. Well, so what I'm gonna do then is I'm gonna go by. I'm gonna kind of, cause it's like kind of in the corner, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm gonna go in the corner. I'm just gonna do this for my action. If it doesn't work, I'll put it back in my pocket.
Okay.
I'm gonna take the dog out. I'm gonna put it on the ground.
Okay.
And then I wanna say, Rebecca, does it do anything?
Roll a D100.
50.
Rebecca? Nope, it's dog statue on the ground.
Okay, great. Rebecca! Arthur!
Dog statue on the ground.
Great. I'm gonna pick it back up and put it in my pocket then. It's my turn.
Okay. And then it comes down to... Oh, it bumps all the way back up. So I needed to know, did you step backwards or forwards?
I stepped back because that's where the thingy was.
Mm-hmm. And you are beholden to...
Yeah.
It's sliding open.
Oh, amazing.
And two happy to be there goblins.
Yeah.
Looking at you.
What's up?
All happy. With their weapons out. And things are about to get moderately painful.
Is this the okay. space to the left?
So what Zill notices, just in time for her not to be attacked by surprise, is there is a door about 5 feet behind you that you missed going in that opens from the other side.
Oh. Damn it.
What? So the door opens. You are face to face with some happy to see you gobs.
I don't get a reaction.
Happy to see
nah, you. Nah, they're there. It's their turn.
So I would have just thrown my torch at them.
Yeah, so it's their turn, and they are both going to try to hit you. And that is a 12 and a 13.
13 hits, 12 does not.
Perfect. So one you managed to skirt out of the way of, but that obviously leaves it open for the other one to kind of get in there on the fun. And it is going to do 3 damage to you on your leg, because reach.
Ow!
Yeah, with its scimitar. These foul oh, beasts. And then the other 3 goblins who are there on the other side. The one in front of you, Kai, because you are on the other side of the rocks,
right.
It's going to throw its short boat on the ground and pull out its scimitar and come at you. Phoebe, I'm just telling you what's happening, so, and then I will go and resolve these.
Okay.
Phoebe, the one that, like, is looking up at you, has a bow notched and is just going to fire.
Right, like right there?
Yeah, like right there.
Like, okay.
So it's going to be a bit of a reflex thing going on for you, and then the other one is trying to still do its job, and so... It's actually, like, looking at Griana, and it's going to try and fire at you. Because you were just, like, kind of standing there fine for a while. So, the one going for Carly. These are very poorly made bows. And it snaps. And it's just... Oh, no! The guy who was facing you, his bow had already snapped, because he's a fuckboy. So, he actually... did not have a bow to hit you with. He was just going to try to hit you with a scimitar. But guess what? He was fumbling
that
on getting the scimitar.
Two.
He was fumbling on getting a scimitar out, and that totally fucked. And then the guy tried to shoot the bow.
Who
right?
Who hired these guys?
Right, and it breaks again, and the arrow just kind of falls up to the ground in front of him. But the one competent one.
He should be a comedy duo.
He's a bit of an aggressor, you know.
I do have resistance. To
you know,
because
he's trying to pick up. It's good because I rolled a natural 20. So we're gonna go ahead and roll your damage here. That is, so that's 10 points of damage.
Hold on.
So with resistance, it's 5.
Okay.
So you take 5 points of damage as he goes for your Achilles heel.
You got 24.
My Achilles?
Left. You're so
yeah, it goes
fine.
For the Achilles.
God damn it.
So now there are 5 gerbs on the scene, and it is back to Griana.
5 gerbs on the scene.
These guys are so, like, dumb. I don't want to kill them. Is there still a chance you can be like, hey, y'all, let's just, like...
Yeah, I feel like they're too hopeless to kill. Because, like, they deserve a chance to learn how to be good.
Like, especially when they're fucked up twice. Like, I don't want to bet. Just
they don't have
accident.
A fighting chance. Even though we don't either, clearly, because we keep failing.
Like, I don't know. Can we, like, take it, like, be like, hey, guys, What if I, like, put down my axe and I'm like...
Hey, it's not your turn. So it's Griana's turn, and she can do whatever she wants, if that includes trying to win over the goblins. I'm letting you know that you kind of barged into their home.
I know. Can I have a chance to reason with them?
Take the stage.
Okay, I'm taking the stage.
It's going to count as your action.
Okay.
Sorry. And you are not going to know until the top of their turn again.
Okay.
All right.
Great.
I'm scared.
Cool.
Okay.
I come out. I kind of go, guys, don't... Okay, everyone calm down for a second. Everyone calm down!
Goblins don't understand either.
I know, but I'm talking to everyone, including myself and you.
Goblins, most goblins speak common. Okay. So unless you indicate to me that you are not speaking common, then...
But they can
talk amongst themselves in goblin, and you will not be able to tell what they are saying.
Wait, can they understand me?
They can understand you.
Okay, great. That's all that matters. Okay, so, hey guys, we kind of stumbled in on this place. We're on a work trip. It's a work retreat. We really have somewhere to get back to. We're not interested in necessarily, like, looting you or... We're honestly looking for some more giant goats, if you've seen any. We're all good with the flying snakes. I guess we could use some more for the appetizers. Also, our horse is waiting for us back at... there's just so many things relying on us being alive. So, just know that... We're not gonna do anything that hurts you.
That was a lot more than 10 seconds.
We just stumbled in here, okay? Just give us a chance to leave.
Go ahead and roll a persuasion check.
Okay. 10 plus what?
2.
Ooh, 12.
So here's what I need to know. I need to know. So that is the end of Griana's turn.
Okay,
the goblins are not going to respond until the top of their turn.
Great.
So, hypothetically, Kai, Phoebe, and Zil all get a chance to act. So I'm going to ask you what you do before they respond to Griana's request. Because you have the option to act while she said that whole monologue. Because they had just taken their turn. So I need to know if you are doing anything.
Oh,
or if you are trying to let them, if you're seeing that this is going to result in a stand down.
Oh, me? I'm still on, my eyes are on the competent one.
All right.
I'm going to die.
Cool. You are in a rage right now, so perhaps your good decision-making skills are not as present.
They're not, so I'm gonna fucking swing with my warning.
Cool.
I'm sorry, guys. I'm in rage.
Yeah.
I'm out of my body.
Roll. You said you would do it.
But yet in my body. Okay.
I can't believe you're going in rage again. I don't, after all, I
still she's already in rage.
Peace.
Oh,
get out of rage, you damn Hulk.
10. Don't you... Wait, you get a +2, right?
Wait.
You get a +2 to attack rolls, so it's 12.
Okay.
All right, you swing your Morning Star and it...
I'm not using this tweet.
This is a little shifty motherfucker. Because you can't get a hold on him. So, Kai and Phoebe, are you doing anything? Not you, Kai. You did a lot. Phoebe and Zil, are you doing anything?
Can
you
I
see
like
that...
The guy, like,
you
influence?
Can go first.
Technically, Phoebe does get to go first.
Yeah.
So you saw Griana finish her monologue, to which Kai very ignored as a good employee and continued to try to beat the shit out of one of the competent goblin. So it's up to you whether you want to continue clearing out house or if you want to push for peace.
I want to use my beguiling influence to get everyone to calm the fuck down and push for peace.
All right, tell me what your beguiling influence does again. I remember that this was a fun warlock trait. Beguiling influence... Oh, so you have proficiency in deception and persuasion skills. So that just means you get a... you add your proficiency to your persuasion if you haven't already. So it says proficiency bonus in the top. It's +2 for you right now.
Yes.
So you're adding +2 plus your charisma bonus.
So +4 then.
Yeah, so now your roll is +4.
Cool.
So, but you need to tell me what you try to say to these goblins.
Hey, I'm a little guy. We're all little guys.
All
right. Your bows are breaking. Mm-hmm. I have an axe right here. I put down the axe.
Okay.
I don't sit on the ground. I lower it.
All right.
And I say, this is all a big misunderstanding. We should take a moment.
Okay.
Before anyone kills each other, because we keep fucking up. Although you guys did attack first.
Does this affect me?
It doesn't affect you, no. They're not talking to you.
+4, but it's also another... +4 because she has the stuff like her skill bonus and stuff.
Oh, okay. So
it's
+6.
+8.
Plus 8? Jesus fucking Christ. Are you serious?
Yeah.
She's level
2!
She quit Bale!
So it was that speech, but like a...
Hell yeah!
What's wrong with me?
I just...
They had everything in my favor.
It's a good thing you have a blanket with you.
We're all little people. And I just... And so it just like, they're like, didn't even listen to you. Like the fighting is louder than you're trying to reason with them.
Your tears were bigger than your body.
So that went well. Zil, what you up to? So you're kind of separated from the rest of the team. No one except for you is actually aware that there are goblins behind you.
I assume I turned around.
You know that there are goblins there, like, with you. Like, you were looking at the door, and then the door opened, and it was there. But, no one heard anything. So far, those three just think that all of the goblins are in front of them.
That's loud.
So you are not alone, but, like, you have two goblins on you.
Okay, wait, guys.
I'm just gonna hit one with my quarterstaff.
Cool.
Guys.
Bless.
14.
Yeah. Nope.
14 doesn't hit. What kind of goblins are these?
Goblins have 15 AC. I will show you the fucking monster manual right now, and if I'm wrong, they'll all die instantly. They'll all return to the plane of death.
You guys, Molly pulled out a new D20 because she's having bad luck with the last one, right?
I do that.
She pulled out a note. She pulled out a new D20. Are these the hand painted ones?
This is the first one that I tried to roll.
Yeah, so she pulled a new one. She rolls. She gets a 1. Then she rolls again.
I pulled out a different dice.
Oh, then she pulls out another D20. So her third D20. And she gets a 2.
Then, because I can still talk, because talking's a free action, I go, hey guys, there's goblins over here!
There you go. So now the three of you here still go, hey guys, there's goblins over here! Help! And now you know, and go ahead and roll your damage. No, you didn't hit.
I rolled for damage.
Nope.
None of us done damage on any of these guys? Wait, we don't know if my words affected them. We don't know if my words affected them yet.
I'm pretty sure they did not.
So it's back to the goblins. So
it's nice knowing you guys. Can't wait to start the new character campaign.
Oh my goodness. So here's what happens.
If this is where we die.
The incompetent goblins kind of like look a little bit maybe like convinced to stand down.
Okay.
But the one that Kai's trying to take on is like basically, and his broken goblin is like, absolutely not. This is my house. You're in my house.
We're sorry. We didn't know it was even a house.
And so he shouts, leave, as he goes to...
If the listeners could have seen Katie Mae's face.
Yeah.
This is terrifying. Her face is... Oh, God.
Oh, my gosh. You know when you look down...
They were all... she exploded on all of them.
Really?
Oh, my God. Katie Mae exploded on all of them?
I don't know. Her face kind of is like, yeah.
No, it's like... I can describe it, it's like when you look down and then you press your chin in.
So...
With excitement.
The competent goblin, after he yells, swings at you and does hit and deals 11 divided by 2, wrecked. Rounded down, so another 5 damage. Yeah.
Bitch, you still have 19, you're fine.
And then the incompetent one who looked kind of terrified, who is closest to you, Phoebe... does like kind of like a half-hearted swing at you that you very like he takes out his scimitar like swings for you easily like step out of the way like was that even a hardy attempt? I need to know, Rihanna, if a 13 hits you.
She has a 14 AC.
All right. Well, I need to know if a 10 hits you, Liz, and then how about a 23?
If a 10 hits, no, that does not
hit. How about the 23?
No, I have a special kind of component pouch that lets me not get hit ever.
All right, you are going to take 4 damage.
That's fine.
From a scimitar from one of the goblins who's by you.
Ouchies!
Ouchies! So you have just been told to leave because you are in this goblin's home. Griana, it is your turn.
Mention the magic. Okay. Mention the magic guy.
The magic guy. I know. That's what I was just about to say. Hear me out, guys. All right. Okay, I don't know if you guys know a man, but...
Less than 10 seconds.
Oh my God, I don't know if you guys know a man, but he hung out by our campfire and was giving us really creepy vibes. And he had this symbol, and we see it in here, and we just want to know correlation, because I just want to know why he was so interested in talking to us. But other than that, we just own a Meats and More. It's mine, Grana's Meats and More. If you're ever in the town of Troutbeck, hit it up. I'll give you a free steak of whatever you want. And even, like, you seem stressed. A shoulder massage? You know what I mean?
That's it. That's all she gets.
That is all you get to say.
What's up? So a shoulder massage?
Dare I say?
I guess roll another. Roll another persuasion.
Okay, good.
Come on. Come
with
on.
Disadvantage. Come
on, disadvantage, but you got this.
19!
No, no disadvantage.
Oh.
Come on.
I'm sorry.
Again. Come on. 7. Plus 2 is 9.
Okay, I did roll a 19 though the first time. I think we should
that
remember
would have
that.
Been 21.
21. Wow.
Yeah, so but your real answer is a 9.
Oh, I just. Oh, what is that? I just rolled another. I saw a 16.
Oh, what could have been?
Okay,
so that was Brianna's turn.
I'm
Kai.
Getting pissed off.
Wait, I'm gonna try again.
It's not your fucking turn.
I know.
Kai,
please.
I is switching weapons a turn.
Yeah.
No.
No?
Right. Okay, cool. Since my morning started doing shit, I'm getting my motherfucking...
dice that's not doing shit.
Fine, I'll keep the goddamn Morningstar.
No,
dice.
Do what you want.
Nope, I still have my Morningstar. I'm right. Still aiming for the competent ones. Don't want to just... like
bash his face in, yeah.
So here I go. And I got a 20!
What an audio spike that
was. Oh, yeah!
Yeah! Don't do that!
All right, so what's your... so what is the damage of your Morningstar?
1d8 plus 4.
So you're going to roll 2d8 and add those together and then add the 4.
Kill him, please. Oh, my God!
6.
Slash, you rolled 2 1s.
Oh, no.
All right, so you...
Back at it again.
We are, like...
That's not what that is.
That's not what that is. So, you bash it real good. You take how plus 2 to damage?
Plus 2 to damage. That's my advantage.
Oh, so 8.
So 8.
You kill him?
That is exactly what you needed.
Oh, hell
to carve
yeah.
This motherfucker in half. He yells at you that this is his home, and you just like, nah. And you pretty
Brianna
much...
Brianna throws up.
Cut him in half, and Brianna sees this and pukes in the corner. Phoebe, you have one goblin looking at you who just saw his friend die. What's good?
Okay, I'm going to beguiling influence again.
Okay,
I'm
you will have well...
I don't think really,
I don't, she won't. She won't because she's,
speech now.
She's like, speech is her okay. thing.
Okay, you saw what happened to him. Okay, now be nice to us.
So
that's intimidation.
That's intimidation.
Oh, okay.
Persuasion is like, hey. Intimidation is like, we just killed your friend. Bitch.
I have a
right? Yeah.
Then do intimidation.
Molly?
Okay. Can
why
she still use the bonus?
I'm going to let you...
And intimidation?
I'm going to let you know that probably, like, you don't get the super bonus for intimidation.
Oh,
it's for persuasion and deception. I'm going to let you know that the DC for intimidation is lower than the DC for persuasion right now.
I'll do persuasion. No, or wait, yes?
No,
do intimidation.
DC that's lower, that means the check will be easier.
Oh, okay.
Right?
Because
if it's like persuading them to like you is not going to be very easy right now. You have just killed one of their friends. Like trying to make them realize that if they don't stand down, they are going to die is a different thing.
Okay. Yeah.
That's intimidation.
So, what just happened to your friend? All right, we just want to look around. There's some weird shit going on. She's 10 feet tall. You're going to let us in. You're going to stop fighting us. And you're going to give me your money.
All right, go ahead. You're gonna give me your money?
Oh my God.
That's my girl.
I hope
roll
you explode.
Roll your dice.
I hope.
Critic.
Oh. She failed!
You guys are having a bad day.
Here, use one of my dice. Roll these three, pick the one that you roll
highest. What's happening?
Yeah, you know how they weren't listening to you last time? That didn't change.
Yeah, use that.
What's wrong with me?
Let's, okay, here, roll this. We're gonna turn it
You're
early
beginning
night.
To wonder if you're in a sound tunnel.
Use that.
But you know what? Maybe Zill's... Things are going to look up for Zill.
I just tried to tell him.
They actually look a little bit angrier. Like, they were believing you until they were like, and then give me your money. And they were like, wait, fuck you.
Why do we even need their money?
I'm going to keep doing this until I get someone to listen.
You're not... It's not going to work out.
I'm going to try to talk to them again.
Zill.
Your dice again. Is
cursed. You're gonna what?
Try my quarterstaff.
Good.
That
not chest?
It works.
What is your dice chest? Where's it from? Like Spooky Mountain, something like.
21.
The demon.
Yeah, that's gonna.
18 plus 3. I was trying to do the math. All
right, so go ahead and roll damage.
5.
All right, you take one of them out with your staff. Knocked out. Yeah, you kind of pull it up and then just, like, jam it into its eye. It's
my
not,
first kill.
It is your first, it is Zill's first kill, and it is not a very pretty looking
Wait,
one.
Wait, ever?
Yeah.
Zill. It's the first time Zill has ever
Zill,
killed
Zill,
anything.
Zill. Griana throws up again. Zill.
I want more.
Yeah. So, first blood drawn, and it is back to the Gerbs. All right.
How many are there now? Four?
There are three left. Because two have died. You've killed some goblins, finally. All right. Sid does a 14 hit.
Gerbs.
Your AC. Sorry, I'm wrong. Kai, does a 14 hit your AC?
No, I have 17.
All right, so...
You say it does a 5 hit?
14.
Oh, I was like...
Kai does a 14 hit your AC is where you probably heard that. All right, so the one incompetent one who's not dealing with Phoebe and was just, like, staring down at Griana but now has a short bow broken and just, like, can't do long range anymore has turned its attention back to you and is a little scared to go in to fight.
As he should be.
So you kind of deflect with some superior skill. You take your mace, you knock the swing he does out to the side, and you were fine. You were totally safe. I need to know, Phoebe... Does a 23 hit your AC?
Yes.
Cool. Totally thought so.
Does a 90 hit your AC?
I only have 50 hit points. Please
don't. So you take... You only have how many?
15.
Cool. You take 7 points of damage.
Ooh.
As,
it's fine. You guys
I'll charge him again one more time.
as your peace talks fail miserably. And because it's just like that one who's been trying to hash it out with you goes for... You're at leg... Have you jumped back... Have you jumped down to his level, or are you still up on that rock?
I'm still up on the thing.
Yeah, you're still up on that. That's what I thought. So you have gone in for... And he goes in, and he does some damage to your leg, because that's what he can reach. And then, Zill, you still have one gob on your knob.
Derb. I have one gob on my knob?
Yeah.
No, thank you.
And I need to know if a 15 hits.
Yeah.
All right, so that one does 5 damage.
Yeah, that's fine.
As it hits you with its scimitar as well.
I have 6 hit points. I'm fine.
You're fine. And then we are back up to Griana, who has done nothing but yell and try to fire a longbow.
And throw up. I'm sick.
Oh, yeah, you saw a goblin get murdered, and now you're puking, apparently.
Let me tell you, So I've tried to reason with them, and I say, I've tried to reason with you, okay? I'm sick, and
you talk too long, that's your turn.
And honestly, I'm just going to whip out my longbow again. I might as well finish the job. I'm tired.
All right, are you aiming for the one that is fighting?
Just got done puking.
Kai, the one that is fighting Phoebe, or the one that is behind you fighting Zill, because you heard Zill yell, God is behind us! Like,
well, I'm going to help Phoebe because she's small.
Yeah, that's fine.
All right.
Yeah, and she has really bad luck.
So here's a warning. All of the goblins that are over on that half are behind the rocks, so it is going to be harder to hit them. You are going to have to roll higher.
That's fine.
You're okay.
That's fine.
Okay.
You can just, I've been rolling so
you can just
low,
move
I might
to them.
Roll.
You have like a you have these two things you could use.
Oh. Should I, if I use another weapon, would
well,
I
Well, I mean, you get a plus seven, so yeah. Just try it out.
And longbow just sounds appropriate for this
Are you going, are you getting closer?
No, she's just shooting with her longbow.
Okay, that's fine.
11 plus 7.
So,
18.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that does it barely. So go ahead and roll your damage on the one that's on Phoebe.
You get a D8.
Oops.
This.
Yes. 7 plus 5 equals 12.
All right. So where were you aiming? Where were you aiming?
I was aiming just straight up at him.
Where?
Where on that?
With my longbow?
On that body. Are you aiming to hit?
I didn't want to kill him, so I just nicked him in the shoulders, and so he Why would you No, not nick him. I didn't nick him. I pinned him down.
What?
I killed
him. To a rock?
I aimed
killed him.
I aimed
you
for the chest.
Very much. You shoot him right in the heart, and it goes right through. The arrow sticking out on the other side. Impaled. It falls over to the ground. Absolutely deceased.
We almost connected, me and that cow.
And then I whisper to myself, karma's going to get me.
Wow, all right. after that, it is Kai's turn.
So I'm getting, between the two that are left, the most competent one.
So there's only one on your side now.
Oh, that's right, because it died.
Rihanna killed the other one,
and
the other one's down at Zill.
Cool, got my morning star. I'm aiming. What do I add? 19
oh my God.
Plus 6.
So that's going to go ahead and be a hit.
Yeah.
Say that again.
Okay, so do I need 2d8s?
No, that's only if you critically hit. So it's 1d8 plus your bonus.
Oh, shit. 8 plus 4 is 12 plus 2 is 14.
Oh, you pulverize that one. You pulverize it to the ground.
Yeah.
You are on fire because you are raging. You have a cool catchphrase for your murders, or is that not? Is that still R&D?
Yeah!
All right, I'm sure that was someone's
Classic
fetish.
someone just not.
Sure.
Stop! Don't do it! Don't.
No more
don't.
Weird moaning.
Yeah,
for the
please
love
don't.
Of God.
I'm in rage, guys. I can't control.
All right, so it is down to Phoebe, and you can see both. On either side, you can see that the only goblin remaining is the one about 30 to 35 feet away from you, fighting with Zill.
I'm going to...
You can't move all the way to us, though.
Eldritch blast him.
I'm in front of it. Right?
No, you're about... Because you, like, turned to the door, and then they came out of the door, so you're about parallel, visible to the other
still,
side.
Still, I think...
So go ahead.
It might be, like, a range thing, though, isn't it? So you have to roll to hit, though, still.
Okay. 13.
Plus.
Dexterity.
It's your...
Oh, my spell. Oh, so 17.
A 17 does hit.
It's 1d10.
5?
Just 5.
All right, you hit it pretty nice. And it takes, like, it stumbles back. It almost falls over, but it manages to catch itself, and it is still barely standing. You see that it has been in a lot of pain. And with that, it is down to Zill.
I don't hit.
You don't hit?
It's an 8.
Yep, that doesn't hit.
No.
So then the goblin is going to actually, on its turn, the one remaining goblin looks at you, looks at the other 5, and is actually going to turn and try to bolt back in through the tunnel that
I'm
it came
follow
in.
Follow it.
But you get a response hit.
I'm going to grab.
All right.
This game.
It's 11.
It was a 5.
Aww.
Can I run after it?
Yeah. You can? So the goblin is going to turn and run back into the tunnel, and you were technically out of ish initiative.
Can I tackle it? Can I try to tackle him?
What's your movement speed?
30 feet.
You have about the same movement speed. So
and
if you're
jump?
Both expending actions... You're about evenly paced, right? If you're both running at your max, I would say. So you are just following it down this tunnel. It knows this tunnel better than you. Are you still holding the torch?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're still holding the torch, which means you can see at least, because if you couldn't see, getting through this tunnel would be a little bit scarier. It's a very, like, tight tunnel.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, tall and it's fine, but it goes a really, like, you can't see the end of it yet. And you are hauling after it. That is what you're doing. You're following it down this tunnel. Okay. And then somewhat out of initiative order, Zill is gone. You three are standing around. The tunnel continues on past that pile of rocks. Obviously, this was kind of like a barricade of sorts.
No. I'm chasing the goblin.
She's chasing the goblin, and you do not see her anymore. So, I need to know what you're doing.
I'm going to die.
Can I see if I see the tunnel she's in?
You can see the tunnel she's in. It's across the room from you.
Okay, can I just, like, sprint to it and run into it?
So, you can spend your movement speed. You can get just to the... You can't get to the tunnel on your turn unless you use your action as movement as well, unless you haste. So you can get a little bit into the tunnel, but they're going to be still more into the tunnel than you are. But you are still in the tunnel heading with them.
Okay, because I'm still enraged. So it's like, and there's no goblins around.
There is no goblins around. And so with that, actually, the full turn will come around. And you're probably going to have to leave rage because no sweet, sweet action's happening.
Okay.
What are Phoebe and Brianna doing?
Do the goblins have any money on them?
You are looting those bodies. And for the love of God, I love that so much. So you spent your turn looting... the bodies.
Yep.
And,
wait, what's Kai doing again?
I haven't decided.
They bolt. Oh, okay. You bolted down the tunnel.
Yeah.
All right,
yeah, I'll bolt down the tunnel.
You told me that's what happens.
All right, I'll do it.
So I will give you a piece of paper. For now, know that there is some gold. Their weapons, if you choose to take them. Some food. I don't think that there's anything particularly interesting on these guys, though.
Take the money.
Yeah, I will get you that gold amount during break.
Yep. I said I'd do it. I'm gonna do it.
I
think one small victory.
One small victory is money. Griana.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
I was conflicted, like, who do I loot with Phoebe or do I bolt down the tunnel?
Mm-hmm. Keep in mind, so the tunnel was all the way in the back, right? Because it was the secret tunnel that opened up.
Yeah.
And that's where Zill and Kai disappeared into. There's the entryway here. Which is an avenue.
I'm gonna go do that.
Okay, you walk forward.
I'm walking forward.
Okay. You take one, two. You get over the rocks, right? You pass Phoebe, who's looting. You take one, two, three, four, five. Six just steps forward, and barreling into you is the goblin that Zill is chasing. You turn the corner, and you realize that the tunnel is just a very long route to connect to... the other side.
Oh.
You all reunite. Right there. Everyone, the family's together. No divorce needed.
That map just looked like an intestine.
Is Kai there too?
Yep, you're there. You catch up. I need to know, the goblin bumps into you. Are you doing anything to it? You
could probably get behind him, right?
Yeah, so let's go ahead and say that that goblin was just trying to run, but now... you guys can take hits. So are you taking it out?
I want to take a hit.
All right. Zill goes to take it out.
This probably is not going to hit. What is it? Nine.
Nope, doesn't. Are you trying to take out that goblin?
Yeah.
All right.
All right, I'm going to take it out with my great club.
All right.
12.
You know what? This is the most wily goblin you've ever done seen. And it like sees where it's at, and it actually... continues to try to run away, which means that everyone who's not looting, because you have caught up, let's just say by this point, tries to run, because we're pseudo out of initiative, catches up at this point, and as it runs away, you all get a reaction to try to hit it again. So roll!
Yeah.
Everyone.
I'm still in rage for this, too. Everyone this is like my last...
15!
It's fifth or sixth. Six. Come on, it's my 19. Last bit
That's
of...
fine.
Okay.
19. Do we add anything?
Yeah, you had your...
Yeah,
what
you
are you
all,
hitting it with?
Oh,
I
don't
roll right.
20!
Yeah, you do something called 19. Overkill, and you...
All of us hit it at the same time.
Yeah, you all hit it at the same time. It falls to the ground, and it's a very
it explodes.
Mangled... it's a very mangled, not...
Because I got 15.
Not person-looking body. 20. Yeah, no, you all hit. You all beat the shit out of it, because you were kind of mad that it was evading you for so long.
Good job, guys.
What's
so,
your role?
I don't think I was busy looting.
Yeah, so you finished looting. You guys are kind of standing. You can see that the tunnel that you're... So this, the to the left is the tunnel, the long winding tunnel that was obviously used to get around to try and flank you guys, which you stopped, Zill. Congratulations. Obviously, then behind you is the rock barricade, and forward is a tunnel that is about 1.5 people wide, and it leads somewhere.
Let us go.
Same
order?
Same order. You could probably walk two by two.
Second. First. Same as the first.
So, what's going on?
Let's get the brick up in front, right?
All
right,
who wants to walk next to me?
Me. I think Griana should. She hasn't taken any damage.
Oh, yeah, I'm hurt.
So am I. Okay.
All right, boss, let's go. All right, let's go.
All right, so Kai and Griana. Fitting, it's the owner and the right-hand man, followed by Zill, the advertiser, and Phoebe, the front-of-house manager.
The wounded leg. Tiny.
All right, so you guys walk in to a large, almost living room space. So there are a bunch of stone tables with... like Kreitz's chairs, Stumps's chairs, shitty chairs. There are chairs there, but they, nicer looking chairs, but they appear to have been broken and maybe replaced with just, like, crates, barrels, the store crate and barrel. So there's that. And then around, it's a tape, these, like, five or six tables maybe, human-sized, you know, not goblin-sized. And then in the center is a burning fire, which is heating the place. And you all can now see without the torch just fine. So just letting you know. And then kind of past the, you can look out past the row of tables and you see four tunnels, two on either side. And in the middle of these four tunnels is what looks like a very large, like, hulk of a table made sheerly of stone.
My god, we're gonna fight the table.
You're gonna fight the table.
We're gonna lose.
This would be either a history or an religion. A religion.
Mm. Oh, I exploded.
All right. You look at this and go, oh, cool, it's a sacrifice table.
Oh, cool.
But the sacrifice...
Hey, guys, it's a sacrifice table.
So the sacrifice table, you can see, like, carvings in it. It looks like, oh, that's a nice piece of stone.
It's like a cool...
Hold your horses. But this sacrifice table has been co-opted. On top of it, you see a throne built out of iron. Iron throne. Wow. Freud. All right.
Oh, no.
You built out of woods and irons and mishmash items. It's not... It's a very much like a pile throne.
It's a goblin throne.
It's a goblin throne. And an angry-looking goblin with a ponytail and a tooth missing is looking at you guys with his lip curled. And on either side of him is two goblins with their long bows hitched. And they do not look happy to see you. Whew! Hey guys, and thanks for tuning into this episode of Dungeons, Dice, and Everything Nice. It's so good to see you. I'm sorry it was late. I was trying a new editing style, ended up taking longer than usual, but I think that it'll only be better from here on out, which is only good news. I will see you next Sunday at the right release time, I promise. We have also created sort of a black hole of social media, so the first and foremost place you can find us is Twitter. At Dungeons Dice is where you can find us. All five of us have control of that Twitter account, so you don't know which one of us you are going to get when, and that's kind of the fun of it. From there, you can find our Facebook page, you can find our Tumblr page, you can find all of that good stuff. If you like the theme music, it was made by my friend Cam Bopp, and he actually just started a new band called Prominence, and it's so good. Their new single just dropped, and it is a gem. Go check it out. Besides that, not much. The players are learning. I'm so proud of them. It's so fun watching them get into this hobby, and I love seeing it unfold, and I hope you guys do too. So we will just continue to strive to get you the best of what we're doing, even though it's inherently flawed and silly and ridiculous a lot of the time. But I cannot wait to see you next week, guys, where our adventure will continue.